In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we continue with the three appeals. Therefore, Luisa says, take courage, everyone. Everyone be courageous. Again, this is echoing the words of Pope Benedict when he became Pope. You be courageous. Be filled with courage. Therefore, take courage, everyone. Respond to my appeal. This is the third appeal. And I yearn much more for all to respond to me in the chorus to the appeal. She wants everyone to say, yes, yes, fiat, we want this gift. Because it is not I alone who call you. It's not I alone who pray to you. But united to me are my sweet Jesus and my blessed mother, which calls you with a tender and moving voice, and many times even crying, says to each and every one of us, take for your life my most holy divine will and come into its kingdom. This would be a good thing to write and to put on your mirror in your bathroom. So in the morning, you can look at this, take for your life my holy divine will. Let your life be the divine will of God and now come into its kingdom. Listen to Jesus. He's begging you. Furthermore, you must know, and this is important, you must know this to live in the divine will, that the first to pray to a heavenly Father that his kingdom come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven was Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. He prayed this in the prayer of the Our Father, the only prayer he gave to the apostles, the only prayer that's prayed with all people, all Christians throughout the world, the Our Father. And it is in transmitting this prayer of Jesus to us, Jesus appealed and prayed to everyone to ask the Heavenly Father, your will be done on earth. In this dust on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is praying in us when we pray the Our Father. The love of Jesus is such, the love of Jesus is so much that Jesus wants to give you his kingdom, his fiat, the Heavenly Father's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. The Heavenly Father's fiat on earth as it is in heaven. And every time you recite the Our Father, Jesus runs to say together with you, my Father, it is I, Jesus. It is I, Jesus, my Heavenly Father, who ask you for this kingdom on earth for my sons, my daughters. Hurry, hurry, my Heavenly Father. Jesus is asking you for all of us, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, the first to pray this Our Father every day is Jesus himself. And then you also ask for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven in the Our Father. We pray with Jesus. Jesus is giving us this gift. God wants us to possess this gift. The only prayer that he taught the apostles was the Our Father. Therefore, Luisa says, do you not want such a great gift, such a good? Don't you want this, Luisa says. And we respond, yes, we want this gift. I want this gift more than anything. Why? Because you, Lord, want to give it to us. You, Lord, want us to return to where we're supposed to live in eternity, in the garden, in paradise, in heaven. You, Lord, want this. Let it be done as you wish. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. And how glorious is this? How magnificent is this? Out of all the people from Adam on, all the people that ever existed, Jesus has waited until now in these end times, as Pope St. John Paul II says. And he says, I call it the end times. He says, because Paul 2,000 years ago called it the end times. And so therefore John Paul II smiled and then he said, so we are now at the end of times. This is glorious. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of Lucifer. His kingdom is going to be gone. When we pray that the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one was banished from heaven. So therefore he will be banished from earth. Why? The new heavens and the new earth are right around the corner. The new Jerusalem is right around the corner. We've made the turn. It's close. Everything is close. It's a new beginning, which is really not new at all. It's how Adam originally lived in paradise. So Louisa says, now I want to say to you one last thing. Now this is Louisa. Louisa speaking to us. One last thing. She says that you must know, this is important, that the yearnings, the sighs, the anxieties of this little newborn Louisa Picaretta to see each and every one of us, everyone in the kingdom of the divine will. Louisa wants this more than anything because she knows that Jesus wants this for us. She's heard Jesus, his sighs and his tears. She's seen the sighs and tears of the Blessed Mother. We have heard of the weeping of the statues of Our Lady. We have heard it's the weeping of water, tears. It's the weeping of oil, soothing the world. It's the weeping of blood that Our Lady has gone through. Why? She knows that we are far from the kingdom and the kingdom is coming and she wants us to get ready. She wants us to get ready for the return of her son. Jesus is coming. Jesus wants us to be ready. So what has Jesus done? In these last days, he's given us the way and the how it's going to happen. And as we read the book of heaven every day, as we sit down with Jesus every day and listen to him as we read, we hear him with our heart, our mind, our soul. He begins to teach us the treasures, the secrets of heaven that he has been waiting 6,000 years to teach us. She says, as I want everyone to enter into this kingdom of the divine will, I want to see all of mankind happy. I want to make Jesus and Mary smile again. And they are such in seeing the yearnings and the deliriums and the tears of Jesus, the tears of Mary, who want to give you this kingdom that Jesus says he gave to his mother. It's Mary's kingdom. It's his fiat that he wants to give to mankind again. See, Jesus said, when I speak to you of me, he said to Louisa, I'm always speaking with one with my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, I'm getting everyone ready for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. So what does Jesus say? He wants us to hear Luisa, and she says, it is basically, she says, that is, if Luisa has not successful through her prayers, through her tears, through her yearnings, she wants to succeed with the caprices both of Jesus and Mary as well with you. It's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary that God wants to give to mankind. So because of Adam falling and Eve falling, the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, came to earth. Why? To start the universal life again, the Catholic life again. Now, 2,000 years later, the newborn, Luisa, the firstborn of the divine will, Luisa, is now saying to us, Jesus wants me to help you come back to this abundant life, this Catholic life, this universal life. And she says, there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. So she says this. Therefore, everyone, listen to this little newborn. Listen to this tiny one, Luisa Picaretta. Do not make Luisa sigh anymore. Tell me, please. She wants to hear from us. She wants to hear from us. Say this to Luisa. So be it. So be it. We all want the kingdom of the divine will. She wants to hear this. Jesus wants to hear this. Mary wants to hear this. This is why the three appeals were written. It was written, as you see, in Corrado, Bari, Italy, in 1924. Her spiritual director at the time was St. Honorable de Francia. And he said to Luisa, the Holy Father, Pope St. Pius X, wanted the Book of Heaven to be given, wanted the Hours of the Passion to be given to the world. The imprimatur was on the the first 19 volumes of the Book of Heaven. The imprimatur was given to the Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom. Our Lord wants us to begin to hear the great and marvelous things that are happening. So what's really spectacular about these writings is Saint Honorable de Francia asked Luisa, what does Jesus and Mary want to help the world embrace this gift? And Luisa asked Jesus, and Jesus gave the first appeal. Then Luisa asked the Blessed Mother, and our Blessed Mother gave the second appeal. And then Jesus and Mary say to Luisa, you give the third appeal. It's very important that you, Luisa, give the third appeal. And that's what we've been listening to over these weeks. We've been listening to what Jesus said, what Mary said, and what Luisa said, the three appeals written down for St. Honorable de Francia to be given to the world. Here, now, almost a century later, we're finally hearing it. Finally hearing what Jesus said to the world, his appeal to the world, what Mary said to the world, her appeal to the world, what Luisa said to the world, her appeal to the world. And in the third appeal, there's three appeals to the Holy Father, to all the priests, and to all the laity. Three appeals. And as we read this, as we study this, as we enter into this abundant life, we begin to understand why Jesus is ready for a new era. Why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, time is now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's a new era that's begun. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human wills, that we be divinely healed, and we ask that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.